Good afternoon and happy Valentine's Day. News time 12 noon, 16 degrees under sunny skies. We'll stay mostly sunny the rest of your Friday with a high near 21. The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department is warning motorists to be careful on roads today as black ice is causing a number of vehicles to go off the roadways. Lieutenant Mark Rupnick said as of late morning, there had been 18 incidents of vehicles in the ditch, 7 accidents, and 1 incident with injuries. He blames road conditions on yesterday's snowfall and the cold winter we've had this season.
Some of the snow is blowing across the roads. The roads have been treated with salt. It's melting, but due to the deep frost and the cold temperatures of the ground, it's icing up and it's looking like it's wet, but in essence, you are seeing a lot of black ice in particular areas of the county right now.
Rupnick adds the worst of the roads are on I-43 north of Sheboygan and those between Plymouth and Sheboygan Falls. Yesterday's snow caused an accident that left a Milwaukee County Sheriff's deputy recovering in the hospital, and the department is getting fed up. Colin Bennett has more.
There's no question it's been a tough couple of months to be a deputy out on the roads.
We've had 6 officers hit since December 1st, 5 of which have been relatively high-speed incidents on the freeway system.
Captain Daniel Hughes says the latest deputy hit was the same one who was caught in a massive pileup on 4145 a few months back. Captain Hughes is once more reminding drivers to slow down in winter weather to keep everyone safe. And that includes emergency personnel trying to help drivers in need.
The weather may have caused a small airplane to ice up and make a hard landing in Oconto yesterday afternoon. 5 people were in the twin-engine Cessna that was heading from Rochester, Minnesota to Menominee, Michigan. A sheriff's official said the pilot notified the Green Bay Airport that his instruments and wings were getting icy and he would have to make an emergency landing in Oconto. That's where the aircraft made a hard landing 20 minutes later amid poor visibility. Authorities said the plane incurred heavy damage after it slid off the runway. 3 passengers were taken to a hospital with minor injuries. The pilot and co-pilot refused medical treatment. While our weather conditions weren't as bad as some places in the country this week, a massive storm working from the southern U.S. up the coast to New England and problems in Pennsylvania as 3 massive pileups backed up traffic 4 miles on the turnpike. One man who got rear-ended in the pileup said road conditions were deceptive.
You know, it looked like slush, and I think people thought it was. And they got going a little too fast and lost control.
The incidents have injured at least 30 people. 2 people who are facing charges in a heroin overdose in the city of Sheboygan will be back in Sheboygan County Court for preliminary hearings today. Mike Kinzel has more.
26-year-old Monica Sanchez of Sheboygan and 34-year-old Lionel Holder of Illinois are facing charges of reckless homicide in the death of 43-year-old William Wadducky. He was found dead of a heroin overdose in his home on John Court last December. Sanchez and Holder are alleged to have provided the heroin. Today's proceeding will determine if there's enough evidence for a trial. Mike Kinzel, 1330, WHBL.
Charges have been brought against a 47-year-old Fond du Lac man who allegedly stole concession sales money from a vault at the Oakfield Junior Senior High School. Mark Huffman, who works as a custodian at the school, allegedly took the money after hours. The money was raised during basketball games. He was allegedly caught on video that was set up in the vault and also by Oakfield's police chief after a game Tuesday night. He has a preliminary hearing next month. The 16-year-old accused of killing Milwaukee club promoter Christopher Gray is being held on $100,000 bail. Melvin Jones is facing charges as an adult and had bail set during a hearing yesterday. Police allege the teen and 3 others went to Gray's house for a robbery, and when he came home to discover the crime in progress, Jones beat him with a hammer. A number of bills up for votes in the state assembly yesterday did get passed, most by a voice vote. One bill would eliminate protections for family members who try to hide relatives from police if they are facing felony charges. They also passed a bill to toughen human trafficking laws. The change focuses on the definition of human trafficking, making it a crime for any scheme that is intended to control individuals. Other bills passed include forcing law enforcement to get a warrant if they want to track a person using their cell phone's GPS system, allowing prostitutes to have previous sex convictions expunged, requiring government approval for any changes in custody for children to non-relatives, restricting couples to advertise online for informal adoptions, and allowing anyone to put money in a person's EdVest savings plan. Most of those bills now go to the Senate. The iciest winter in 2 decades continues on the Great Lakes. Officials said yesterday that 88% of the lake's surface was covered with ice, the most since 1994. The Coast Guard has been working overtime, breaking ice so vessels can deliver essential goods like heating oil to places like Wisconsin. But the large ice cover is not all bad. Experts say it limits evaporation, and it might help replenish low water levels on Lake Michigan. While it tied for the third shortest season on record, the 2014 sturgeon spearing season was productive for spearers. The season wrapped up on Lake Winnebago yesterday with another 89 fish taken. System-wide, 1,854 sturgeon were speared, and 106 of them topped 100 pounds. DNR sturgeon biologist Ryan Koenig said the biggest fish was a 161-pound sturgeon speared on Lake Winnebago Wednesday. Again, a reminder to be careful on the roadways in Sheboygan County. The Sheriff's Department says black ice has formed on some roadways and has caused a number of vehicles to go off roadways. So far, only one incident has caused injuries. But other than that, should be a very nice Valentine's Day, although a bit on the cold side. For your forecast, conditions mostly sunny skies, high near 21 tonight, mostly cloudy, low near minus 3. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high near 16, maybe a little snow late in the day. Currently outside, we're at 16 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg. WHBL News Time is 12:06.